You're listening to the Deal Farm Podcast with Ken Corsini. Educating, inspiring, and connecting you to real estate deals. And now, your host, Ken Corsini.
Hey, this is Ken Corsini with the Deal Farm on today's Best Deal Ever episode. I'm joined by Dave Lundgren. Dave is actually the CEO of Abundance Consulting Services. Dave actually been in the business since 2000 and has been around a number of big-time coaching programs, helped start some of the biggest coaching program companies in the world. He's recently been selling a ton of turnkey properties for some of the bigger turnkey operators, knows this space very well, and I'm super excited to have him on the show. So Dave, welcome to the show.
All right, appreciate it, Ken. How you doing?
I'm doing really good, man. I'm glad to have you on. It's always good to have a fellow CG member on the podcast.
Yeah, I hear you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so take us back. You've obviously been involved in a number of different coaching ventures and education. You know the info space better than just about anybody I know. But before you got into this, take us back. How did you even find yourself in real estate?
Yeah, absolutely. Really have to probably go back to 2000. Actually, from 1996 to year 2000, I was actually a chaplain in the Army, of all things. So had nothing to do with real estate. I always kind of had the entrepreneurial spirit. My dad was an entrepreneur, owned his own businesses, so I had that in the back of my mind. But in 2000, went through a practice marriage and was getting out of the Army and just happened to meet some folks in the Kansas City area. My last station was actually Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, which is, I was actually at the prison, a chaplain at the prison of all things.
Wow.
But leaving Fort Leavenworth, yeah, my ex was from Kansas City, and so decided to settle here and just came across some folks who were in the coaching space here in Kansas City, starting up a coaching and marketing floor, ran into them, and they just gave me the blue sky, hey, you can come in here and consult with folks and teach them real estate investing, teach them entrepreneurship, and it was just like a fish to water. It was the right time for me, and I just really enjoyed the consulting and the entrepreneurship and the sales aspect of that. And so really from 2000 to probably 2006, that was really what I was doing. I started my own company in 2003 in the sales and consulting and coaching arena. 2006, got the opportunity and the chance to partner up with or work with Dean Graziosi, who obviously is a big name in the education space. He was in between doing the Think a Little Different show and hadn't yet filmed Be a Real Estate Millionaire show. And so got the opportunity to consult with him. And really from once he filmed that Be a Real Estate Millionaire show in 2006, it was just everything went gangbusters. And just being able to, my partners along with Dean, just building those campaigns, it was just, you know, it was just hold on and hang on for the ride between 2006 and probably 2012, you know, in gross sales. It was over $1 billion in gross sales between that time frame. So really learned a lot just between, you know, the education space, the coaching and just business and being around Dean and folks like that. It was a phenomenal education. So that was, you know, probably 2006 to 2012. Moved out of that specifically when Dean really wasn't doing product or book shows, and he rolled into kind of the live event space. And him and I stayed in touch, and he actually reached out and we started doing real estate deals together in 2012, really sourcing turnkey properties using his money, my team here out of Kansas City. And that was kind of 2012 to 2014, did several hundred turnkey deals. And certainly just that volume, learned a lot from there. And then I've always stayed engaged in the consulting and coaching space. And I joined Collective Genius more on the marketing side, but then turned it into more of the turnkey side with a mutual colleague and friend of yours and mine, and also Dean's, a guy named Matt Larson, who a lot of folks know is kind of a rock star within the Dean coaching system. So that pretty much, you know, brings us up to speed from 2014 to 2016. Really, you know, starting investing in real estate myself in 2004, just buying some turnkey myself, doing some retail flips in Kansas City, because I was selling it on the phone, and just from an integrity standpoint, felt like, hey, I really need to eat my own cookie, so to speak, or I really need to be a product of the product. And I always loved real estate investing, always have been fascinated with it. So really started in 2004, just you know, being around it, selling it, and consulting, but really just kind of onesie-twosie up until 2012, which has really started some significant volume and certainly went through just that growth and how many deals I'd done, certainly learned a lot from, you know, 2012 to present day. So that's kind of the quick view.
Sure, yeah. You've
spanning the last 16 years.
You've definitely been around some superstars, including Dean. Yeah, I'm curious, you know, when you first got started out, especially coming right out of the Army, didn't know much about real estate, what did that consulting business look like? Because, I mean, it's a very different landscape today, you know, the coaching and education space as it was in the early 2000s. Were you guys selling properties at that time, or was it more education?
Yeah, it's a great question. Really, at that point, it was really more education. The turnkey stuff, at least my involvement, wasn't until, you know, 2012. I know there are some other groups doing it. At scale, you know, in the probably 2006 and beyond. But I want to, your question is really good, and I want to address kind of another aspect of it. From consulting and being a chaplain in the Army into what I was doing in the consulting, to me, it was a natural fit because I don't care which aspect of your life you're talking about, whether it's you want to get in better physical shape, you want to be a better father, better spiritual shape, you know, better finances. To me, you know, success is predicated upon correct principles and strategies. And if you know those principles and those strategies and you apply them effectively, you can create success in any aspect of your life if you know them. And that, so for me, it was a natural fit because once I realized, okay, these people were hurting financially, but the reality is there were other aspects of their life that were hurting. And I was very comfortable talking to people about difficult subjects as a chaplain in the Army. Well, it was very easy for me to get on the phone and talk to people about their finances because I'd been used to talking to people face-to-face about, you know, serious issues, you know, whether it was their marriage falling apart or deployment. And so for me, coming from, and you know, you and I have talked about this offline, but for me, consulting and coaching, when it's done right and when it's done with integrity, really is a consultative type of sale where you're asking a lot of questions and you're really trying to find a mutual basis, you know, to do business with somebody. And that's when coaching and consulting is done right, I think, in any arena and certainly in the real estate investing. But certainly there's been a history of it not being done, you know, well, in my opinion, and kind of the hyped up, high pressure type of sales. And so for me, I was lucky enough to have some mentors in the beginning that taught me, you know, really consultative type of selling and just kind of my background that led to that. Because, you know, in the last 16 years, I've certainly found out there's a coaching and consulting and it isn't done that way. And so that's kind of my two cents on that. But it was a natural fit for me and I really enjoyed it.
Well, and you hit on something that I want to dive into a little deeper because I think a lot of people now hear the term coaching and consulting and info space and there's sort of a dark cloud that hangs over it. But I think you hit the nail on the head when it's done, when consulting is done right. It can really truly benefit the person that's receiving the consulting and launch their career. And Matt, I think Matt Larson, we can talk about him in a minute as well, is a perfect example of somebody who got proper, you know, consultation on how to get into real estate and he turned it into just a superstar, you know, real estate investor.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think delineates or differentiates companies that do it well versus companies that don't?
Yeah, it's a great question. It really comes from whoever is leading that, meaning, you know, a fish stinks at the head first, or, you know, if you have the right CEO and the right leadership in any company, you're going to be aligned. So I think it starts with that culture and whoever is the CEO, whoever the executives are, if they set the tone, that's everything. And I can certainly speak deeper to that. But I looked at just big picture. Again, I always think above and beyond just the coaching side of it, but a lot of people look at coaching and say, well, it's, you know, like you said, sometimes there's a black eye, but I look at any industry, you know, entrepreneurship in general, you know, most businesses fail. We know that. Most people that, and I use a lot of analogies when I'm consulting people. So I'll use analogies about their spiritual life or their physical life. So for example, gym, you know, every statistic I've ever read or research that's been done on gym membership, you know, it's about 95% breakage, meaning somebody signs up for a gym membership and it's about 5% of people that actually ever use that gym. Well, do gyms or treadmills not work? Well, no, of course they work, but it's just human nature that people don't end up following through. And that's, I think, true in any aspect of our lives, right? So change is change. And so to your point, the technical aspects of real estate and the coaching systems that are out there by and large have that very well. You know, and the thing about real estate that I like is that it's duplicatable, meaning I don't have to be a phenomenal marketing mind or a creative person necessarily to be a good real estate investor. Now, certainly if I have some creativity and some marketing mind or entrepreneurship, it helps out. But there legitimately is a blueprint that you can create for somebody, I believe, that's duplicatable with real estate, which always gave me a belief in selling it because I knew people could be successful if they followed it. And for me, and I want to talk about maybe that tactical operational blueprint at a high level, but to your point, it really was more about a mindset. When somebody wasn't successful, it didn't have to do with the tactical operational side of it. It had to do with mindset. And I truly believe, having talked to literally thousands of folks, been around this space, and having done my own investing, started my own companies, I believe it's a 90-10, and maybe it's 80-20, but it really is, you know, 10 to 20% tactical, and the rest of it really is mindset and strategy. And so for me, I think about real estate, and I always try and teach people, you know, to begin with the end in mind, meaning it's a business. The widget happens to be real estate, but you're really trying to create a business system, at least if you're doing it the right way. And so I would break real estate down for folks into pretty basic five areas. The first one being finding, in a general sense, you got to find deals. The second being you got to analyze those deals. The third being managing. Fourth being sales and marketing. And then fifth would be funding. But funding really, you know, money overrides all of it. So it's kind of one through four, depending on what kind of deals you're doing. But I always train people, there's your departments, if you will. But when you're doing it the right way, you're the CEO of that company, and you're learning to manage those four or five aspects of your business. Those are departments, and you have to get A players in place to manage that so you can create a lifestyle for yourself. Because I've seen too many folks, you know, whether it's they're a franchise owner, they're in real estate investing, you know, they never get above and beyond that S quadrant and, you know, the cash flow quadrant. They literally are the business and never create a lifestyle for themselves because they get bogged down in the minutiae. And when it comes to mindset, as I look at those five aspects, you know, the finding, the analyzing, the managing, the great majority, if you have the right tools and training, those first couple steps you can literally automate. And you can, it's more scientific and more logical. In fact, the more you step out of those, the better off you can do. And that's where I saw a lot of folks never got above and beyond that, meaning the average beginning real estate investor never really gets above and beyond just looking for good deals. They never get into truly building a system because of mindset, because they get stuck in the finding or analyzing stage, and it really has to do with mindset. So we'll talk about Matt specifically, but again, I saw the same pattern with Matt as I saw with a lot of students. And when I say mindset, I'm literally talking about, you know, negative thoughts they have or just having negative people in their life stopping them from even putting offers in. I can't tell you how many times people have invested thousands of dollars into coaching and training, been out there for 3, 6, 12 months or whatever it is, and literally hadn't put an offer in. And when you start to question, they're like, okay, you haven't even literally put an offer in. How can you consider yourself a real estate investor? It always came back to mindset. So for example, Matt had invested, you know, several thousand dollars into coaching, got very scared. He was a machine shop operator, had never been raised with an entrepreneurial mindset. His parents weren't entrepreneurs. And so he literally called back the very next day and said, hey, I want to cancel this coaching program. I'm freaked out. My fiance's in my ear and she, you know, she told me it's a scam and whatever. Well, we had to kind of save the sale, if you will, and get Matt thinking correctly. He literally dumped that fiance slash girlfriend and just literally from there became a rock star. But it was his mindset that was holding him back. And once he was able to get around that, you know, then it was, I mean, certainly a lot of hard work and blood, sweat, and tears. But it really is mindset that holds a lot of folks back. And we actually did a poll of thousands of coaching students. And the number one thing that held folks back wasn't I couldn't find deals. It wasn't lack of money. It was somebody negative in their life, whether it was a spouse or a family member or just their own mindset. It literally was that was the biggest thing that held them back was just negativity. So you'd be surprised. There's little things like, hey, go on a news diet. You know, literally quit watching the local news. If you got negative people in your life, if they're family members, you got to love them, but you got to learn how to manage that. And that really, I've learned over the, you know, for any entrepreneur, but certainly real estate investing, that mindset is a big deal.
That's an interesting breakdown that you mentioned in terms of mindset being 80% and tactical being 20%. Because I think people show up at the live events and then get sold on the coaching, and they think that there's this magic bullet to real estate. You're going to let them in on some secret to how to find deals and make a ton of money, and that it's 100% tactical, I guess, in their minds. They're thinking, okay, you've got some secret ingredient that I don't have, and I'm going to figure out how to do this. But so many of them, it's like you said, I'd be curious actually what the attrition rate is on most coaching programs. But it's probably for that very reason. They get in and there isn't a magic bullet to investing in real estate, and they don't spend the time to change their mindset so that they can be successful. Do you have any idea what the attrition rate is for some of these coaching programs for people that don't follow through?
I don't. We started to track, certainly we track the success stories and the rock stars, but we had created learning management system, so we could literally track how many folks had gone in and actually done the lessons, attended coaching calls. And we got to a point where we had the great majority of folks who had actually completed the training. We could verify, okay, they went through the college course, so to speak. How many of them actually got on the other side and created quote-unquote success was much more difficult, because success is a relative term. So we started to track objective things. Okay, had they at least done a deal? Had they at least made their money back? Had they at least completed the courses? And we really looked at the online pay for education space and tried to track that. And we found out in our research that actually 98% of people that had started an online college course didn't complete it, which is, again, kind of crazy, back to that gym statistic. Wow. And we certainly had a higher rate of people that had actually gone through the system, but I think some of that was just because they literally had a coach. Like, okay, you're getting a weekly call. Did you do your homework? And so the great majority of people that came in through our system, the great majority of them graduated, completed their courses, few and far between ever became a Matt Larson. But for them, success might have been, well, I got, a couple rental properties, and that's going to help with my retirement, or at least I did one flip and made my money back, changed my mindset. So objective things we tracked, but the subjective, hey, what is success to you, was a little more difficult. And that actually led to some of the selling turnkey properties. A lot of the educational companies looked at, well, if somebody's just so scared to death to put an offer in, what if we did everything for them? And I look at the, I'll look at Fortune Builders and Memphis Invest, because, Than's a good friend, and so's Kent Clothier and Kent Senior and Chris, and I think they've done a phenomenal job when it comes to providing the turnkey model. But those students, if you can provide a solid company like a Memphis Invest who does a good job with the turnkey, and the client going into that understands exactly what they're getting and what they're not getting, it's uncanny how many times somebody at least gets that first property. Now they're all of a sudden they're a real estate investor, and they do so much better on the educational side. We saw that a lot of times. So somebody just getting that first quote-unquote deal done, then it kind of opened the doors for them, and they were able to be really successful. It was just kind of getting past that first initial deal. Even if somebody else kind of did it for them turnkey, it just gave them that confidence to kind of move forward from there.
That's good. It's funny, when I first got started in the turnkey space, we ramped it up in about 07, one of my local referral sources was a guy that worked for Trump University. He was one of the coaches at Trump, and he noticed the exact same thing what you just mentioned. Like, people couldn't pull the trigger after they got the education, and they just needed opportunities. And so he ended up referring a number of people out of Trump University over to us just to give them an opportunity to get unstuck, to get their first deal under their belt, so they're sort of off to the races after that.
Yeah. Well, back to your previous point about just kind of the mindset thing, I would submit to you, again, that's just business in general, meaning a Ken Corsini or a Kent Clothier or a Matt Larson or Dean Graziosi, all these rock stars that I see in real estate, would have been successful in any other business. If you went and started a Subway franchise, or if Matt Larson would have decided, I'm going to start a McDonald's franchise, or whatever other business he wanted to do, I think he would have been just as successful. And conversely, people that think there's a magic bullet, like you were talking about, well, I just showed up to this free, course down at the Hilton. I went to a 3-day course. Automatically, I should just, be successful. Well, that's not the case in any business. And so, most realtors, for example, never renew their license after 2 years. Most businesses fail. It's that same type of thing. We just happen to be in the real estate investing space, and some people will criticize that. But the reality is, you know, there isn't a silver bullet. It comes down to blood, sweat, and tears and hard work. And most people, you know, that show up expecting something for nothing, well, that's what they get. But that, you know, rock stars would have been successful if they started any business, in my opinion. Network marketing, franchising, you know, whatever it is. I just look at the thing that always keeps me excited about real estate investing, though, is from an opportunity standpoint, you know, the average business owner, it takes them $65,000 to start a new business. That's just the national average. And again, after 4 or 5 years, most of them fail. Well, I look at real estate investing, and if you understand even some of the no money down strategies, or even getting started with wholesaling or assignments and that kind of thing, you can genuinely, if you follow that blueprint, you can make some decent money with it and get the ball rolling. And you don't have to invest $65,000. You don't have to put yourself out there financially as much as that. And so for me, the thing I've always loved about real estate investing, just outside of the fact that I love houses and I'm always, you know, looking at deals and I just happen to love real estate, is just from a pure business model standpoint, for somebody that's really willing to bootstrap it, to educate themselves a little bit, doesn't mean they have to go spend a ton of money in coaching, but there's a lot of free resources out there and there's certainly a lot of training out there, and you can truly duplicate other people's success, and there's a genuine opportunity for folks if they understand the cycles of real estate and if they understand some of the basic core principles of real estate investing. You can really go out there and, you know, hit a home run if you want to. And that's, I've always felt good about real estate investing and coaching and training, because people that are willing to apply the correct principles have done very well. And I've seen it time and time again. And it's exciting when people do it right.
Well, and to that point too, I think you're right. There's actually a fairly low barrier to entry to get into real estate investing. It's like you said, if you start off really frugal, and you can start off doing wholesaling and assignments and really just hustling, and you don't have to put very much money in to sort of launch yourself. And then as you become more successful and more knowledgeable, and that's what I coach people. Whenever I coach anybody and talk about, hey, what's your entry point into real estate investing? I always tend to steer them towards, let's start with wholesaling, start with networking, start with doing some assignments. Because in the process, you educate yourself on your local market. You educate yourself on what's a good deal, what's not. And then eventually you can grow from there. But the barrier to entry to become a real estate investor is fairly low, which is the same thing. There almost is no ceiling. Yeah. That's the thing. You can start with a very low barrier to entry and grow it as big as you want it. To like you said, like a Matt Larson, how many deals a year is he doing? Probably a couple hundred.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think he's done over 3,000 in the last 7 years. I know he's done over 1,200 just in the Quad Cities. And you're exactly right. I mean, the barrier to entry is low. And what I love as well, though, is just, you know, folks that have paid for speed or invested into masterminds or training, once they get a few deals under their belt, you know, folks that have joined Collective Genius or other masterminds, and, you know, you, Dean, Matt, all these folks, and myself, I mean, we've invested tens and thousands of dollars of our own money into becoming better investors, into becoming better entrepreneurs, and that's, you know, you have that opportunity as well with real estate. You don't have to stop at just getting a couple of wholesale deals done. And for some folks, that's great. But some folks that really want to create a business for themselves, well, those resources are out there as well. And there's incredible opportunities to invest into that higher level stuff if people really want to create a business out of it. And but yeah, Matt's he's certainly a rock star. And yeah, he's doing at least a couple hundred year after year. When it comes to turnkey, I mean, certainly you've done a great job, you know, there in Atlanta and some other markets. And Matt's really created an amazing system up there in the Quad Cities as well.
You know, in regards to coaching, and it's not a topic we've talked about a ton here on the Deal Farm. I'll be honest, I like it. I'm sort of neutral though, because I think for the right people, it's huge and it can be very impactful on their business. But not everybody necessarily needs it. Well, I'm curious, kind of, where do you fall on that spectrum of, you know, using coaching to grow yourself and your career?
Yeah, it's a great question, and this goes back to my belief on sales and consulting, because I agree, coaching isn't for everybody, and so that's where I would just, whoever it happens to be, I'd ask a lot of questions. Well, you know, where are you starting from now? What are your resources? What are you looking to do out of it? Because for somebody that just wants to get a few deals done and maybe doesn't have a lot of resources, no, coaching is not a fit. Go out and do some wholesaling deals. For somebody, because the reality is, and you know this, you can get started with a low barrier of entry, like you said, but for somebody who really wants to go out there and crush it, There is a lot of value, I think, if they have the resources financially and the business savvy, and they're willing to invest for some high-level training. Well, you can compress those time frames, meaning if somebody's willing to go out there and just bust it with enough perseverance and and willing to make mistakes and learn from it, well, anybody can go out there and be successful, I believe, as long as they don't quit when they make mistakes. But what coaching can do when it's done right for the right person who has the resources, I mean, it can compress those time frames. And literally, you know, in 3 to 6 months, you can get through a learning curve that takes typically somebody 3 to 6 years. And so, yeah, I would agree that coaching isn't for everybody. And it's, to me, it's all about eyes wide open. If somebody's looking at coaching, I would vet out the company you're looking at. I would consider your own resources, consider financially where you're at. Do you have excellent credit? Do you have some money in the bank? Do you have maybe a real estate background? Or if you don't, then maybe you should consider another avenue. So everybody's different, and it certainly is a phenomenal fit and has worked out very well for thousands of folks. But, you know, if you don't have a lot of resources and you really haven't done your research, there are some bad companies out there, and I'd certainly look to vet those out before you invested into coaching and training for sure.
Yeah, no, I think that was very well said. So Dave, you've been at this for a number of years, actually gone all the way back to 2000. I know you've been involved in hundreds of transactions yourself. Is there one deal in particular that stands out to you as your best deal ever?
That's a great question. Sometimes the best deal is a deal you don't do. So I'm thinking of some deals that I walked away from that it turned out to be a good thing. But for me, the best deals, if you will, were getting aligned at the right time with the right partners that led to several deals, meaning, you know, in probably 2011 through 2014, when I was doing a high volume, it really came down to a couple of relationships. One was, you know, a private individual, cash buyer, who when the market is down, as you know, if you can have a cash buyer in your back pocket, you really own the market. You know, so when the market was down, I had a relationship with a cash buyer that just created tons and tons of volume, and then also a hedge fund at the time. So I guess if I had a best deal, it was keeping those kind of relationships so then I could take advantage of that down market. So I don't know if it was one particular deal. It was keeping those relationships, which allowed me to then do dozens of deals at the right time. I would
Absolutely.
Consider kind of my best deal, if you will.
Oh, I agree 100%.
And it is a business of relationships.
Yeah. I mean, you could call it your best relationship ever, because I could say the same thing, point to just a handful of business relationships that changed the trajectory of our business because we did so many deals through those relationships. So, yeah, absolutely. And networking is a big part of that. And when you sometimes you don't realize it at the time, but sometimes you land a whale of a relationship that just changes the course of what you're doing. So, no, I think that's huge.
Yeah. You know, I have relationships that started in 2000. Literally, I came into this space. The relationship has changed over the years, but I have, you know, 16-year relationships, you know, the Dean relationships, 10-plus years or whatever, Matt's 7-8 years. And so to your point, the networking is huge, but you never know which relationships are going to be long-term. But if you come into it thinking, I want this to be a long-term relationship, and I'm going to act accordingly, you know, that speed of trust in business is huge. And, you know, once you're able to, if you act accordingly up front, you know, you're trustworthy. You do what you say you're going to do. You take a little bit less up front, knowing you're wanting to make a lot of money over time, those types of success principles, then, you know, you can create those relationships. And as you know, because you're a master of this with your networking and the mastermind you're a part of, you never know which of those relationships are going to just, you know, bear fruit, but you treat everybody the same at the outset, and that certainly bodes well, because you can create a few long-term relationships. It's amazing what it can do for you. So that's a big part of it.
Absolutely. No, I think that's a very important principle getting into real estate investing is building those contacts, building relationships, and never burning bridges, because you never know who you're going to end up doing business with in the next year, the next 2 years, and which relationships are going to blossom into really life changers for you. Dave,
for sure.
this has been fantastic. I really appreciate you shedding some light on this coaching space, because like I said, I think there's a lot of mystery around it. A lot of people aren't familiar with it and maybe even have preconceived notions of, you know, whether it's good or not good. So this has been super beneficial. If anybody's interested in reaching out to Dave, you can actually reach out to us directly on dealfarm.net, and I'd be more than happy to put you in touch with them. Dave, thanks again for coming on the show. This was great.
Appreciate your time, Ken, and everything you're doing.
All right. Talk to you soon. Take care.
Have a good one. Take care.
Hey, Deal Farm podcast listeners, this is Ken Corsini with a special offer. If you go to our website right now, dealfarm.net, you have the ability to download our new blueprint. It's called 30 Days to 10K. It's basically the exact blueprint you need to start profiting from wholesaling real estate right now. It's the resources, it's the websites, it's the services that we use. I've even included my exact postcard that I send out. Basically everything you need to start getting deals in the next 30 days. Again, it's at our website, dealfarm.net. Check it out. You can download it for free. Also, we still have our free t-shirt offer. If you want a free Deal Farm podcast t-shirt, just subscribe through iTunes to our podcast and give us a 5-star rating, and then go through our website, contact us, give us your name, address, and t-shirt size, and we will send you a t-shirt in the mail immediately. As always, thanks so much for listening to the Deal Farm. We'll see you on the next episode. Take care.